Hello, this is Will calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Ava Anders.
This is Ms. Anders.
Ms. Anders, just so you know, ma'am, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
I sure do.
Thank you so much. First question, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you so much. Next question. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed?
I'm mixed.
Thank you. Next question, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated, 0 to 10.
Okay.
Okay, what number would you give yourself?
Highly motivated, so about an 8.
Thank you very much. Next question. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you very much. Next question. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you very much. Next question. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congregational elections? Number one, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable. Immigration and border security. Protecting our democracy and freedoms, healthcare costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. Any of those so far?
What was number three?
Protecting our democracy and freedoms?
Yes, number three.
Okay, thank you very much. Now I'm going to read another few more, and then you let me know if you choose another one, okay? Inflation and the economy. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, improving K through 12 public school education, crime and violence. Any of those?
The one dealing with, I think it was two from the top.
Okay, so that will be protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Name them again. I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay, inflation and the economy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, improving K through 12th grade public school education.
Shrinking the size of government.
Thank you so much. Next question. Generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Staying the same.
Thank you so much. Next question. And now thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Saying about the same as when?
In general, just the race relations, you know. You know your history.
The people I know, we don't have a racial issue.
Okay, so you will say are getting worse,
better,
or staying the same?
Getting better.
Getting better. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Next question. How often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. How often do you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, not at all.
Not at all.
Thank you so much. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, a fewer rights than other people in this country?
Not the same.
Thank you so much. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't particularly feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Taylor Swift.
Well, I only heard about her the other day. I would say 70, you know.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Probably 75.
Thank you. The Democratic Party?
About 40.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
Oh, my. Let's see. I feel sorry for him, so I would give him a 30.
Thank you. The Leadership Conference of Human and Civil Rights.
I don't know anything about them, but
okay, that's an answer.
I would say in general, not zero, because I find that they don't do anything for people.
Okay.
It's a feel-good society, usually.
I understand. Kamala Harris.
40. I like her pretty good, but you know, not a whole lot.
Okay. The NAACP.
Well, I've been around a long time, and they have not done anything for the blacks, so I have to give them a 0.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
I would give him, I think he's done very well in Florida, so I would give him a 60.
60. Thank you very much. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were to be held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote for, Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Cornel West.
Thank you so much. Next question. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today?
I'm not worried at all.
Not worry at all. Thank you so much. Next question. Now I'd like you to read some statements. Now I'm going to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Abortion access should be a legal protected right in this country. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Is that a somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly, because I'm very much pro-life.
I understand that. Thank you for your answer. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
I'm not concerned at all.
Yeah. So do you strongly agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Thank you. Is that a somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem.
I strongly disagree.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I couldn't hear you. I lost you there for a minute.
Okay. Well, say the phrase again.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Oh, I strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans.
I disagree. The government is
somewhat
protect the rights of everyone.
Okay. Will you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree. And my concern is you could take that to mean I don't think they should have rights. But my feeling is the government should protect everyone's rights.
Yes, definitely. Thank you very much. Okay. America's diversity makes us stronger. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Next question. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose
affirmative action,
as did
okay.
Tom Sowell and
okay.
some of the major leaders when it was passed.
I understand. Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Next question. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one you agree with the most. Some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. That's the first statement. Now I'm going to read the second one. Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founder and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. What statement do you agree with the most?
The second.
Will that be much more or somewhat?
Oh, much more. I like the beginning of the first one, but then it went into areas that I disagreed with. So the second one, I definitely agree with.
And believe it or not, it's very important that you're paying attention to everything that I'm reading. That's something that you don't find on every person that we call. Next question. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree at all. You can use any number 0 to 10. Number 1, free and fair elections, 0 to 10.
Do I agree that we have them, or do I agree they should happen?
Well, you have to decide whether you agree or not that what I just read right now, it's undermined or under threat. Free and fair elections, is that being undermined or under threat? Do you agree or disagree? 0 to 10.
I would say 7.
7. Thank you so much. Secure borders.
T- to me, they're important, but I would give that an 8.
Thank you so much. A strong military.
Well, I think we have that, so I would give that a 9.
Thank you so much. A fair and equitable court system.
I would give that, with the Supreme Court, I agree, but with these lower courts, you know, they're pretty rogue at times, but I would give it a 6.
A 6, okay, thank you so much. Affordable health care.
3.
Thank you so much. Quality K-12 education.
Well, I would give that a 10, but personally, I don't think the government is capable of doing that. It's up to the people.
Okay, so that will be...
I would go ahead and give that a 7.
7. Thank you so much. Yes. Traditional family values?
Six.
Yes, ma'am?
Yeah. 6.
6. Okay. Thank you so much. Next question. Next question. Hold on just a second.
Sure.
Okay. Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made of our own, of how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. If we do not stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things that are than our parents. 0 to 10.
I would give that a 5.
5. Thank you. Every child in America should have what prepares them for the future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. 0 to 10.
Well, I would have to say 3 because I would like for so-called barriers to be identified, and that's usually in the home place, which is
okay,
bad.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated at all, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
I would keep that at about 8.
Okay. Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Master's.
Thank you so much. Next question. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married, happily.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank, Thank you so much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Well, since I'm Catholic, I go once a week.
Thank you very much. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you very much. Next question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much.
I'm happily married.
I understand that. Thank you so much. You've been such a wonderful person. Thank you for your time. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too, and thank you for calling. God bless
you. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too.